John 8:47. Here's God's words. I want to talk to you about hearing God's words and then give you a first-hand encounter on your ability to hear God's words. In the book of John chapter 8, verses 37 through 47, we see Jesus talking to the people about Abraham's seed and Satan's. You can check out this section of scripture on your own, but let's look at verses 44 through 47 together. Jesus says, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me?" Verse 47. "He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear, because you are not of God." So many times I hear Christians say, "Oh, I just can't hear God. I'm not able to recognize his voice." The Bible makes it clear that we can and should hear God's voice. Jesus also says in John chapter 10, verse 4, "And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Jesus makes it clear that if we are part of his fold, if we have accepted him as Lord and Savior, then we should be able to discern his voice and follow him. Paul the Apostle pens in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, that we have the mind of Christ. If we have the mind of Christ, then we should be hearing his voice. Now, if you are not hearing the voice of the Lord, there may be several issues that you need to deal with. Number one, are you really of God? Jesus said, "He who is of God hears God's words." If you are not of God and want to be, start your relationship with him right now. Please repeat after me. Dear Jesus, please forgive me of all my sins. I want to hear your voice. Please come into my heart and be Lord of my life. Thank you. If you said that prayer and meant it, then you can rest assured that you are of God. Number two, ask yourself if you're believing any lies. A common lie that people believe is the lie saying God stopped speaking when the Bible was compiled. This is a lie. The truth is that God is always speaking. We just need to tune in to his frequency waves. If you have believed this lie, simply repent of it and declare the truths found in Scripture. The truths are that you are of God and that you hear his voice. Number three, break off word curses and negative expectations. Anytime that you say, "I cannot hear God's voice," you are really placing a curse upon yourself. Likewise, if other people say that you cannot hear God's voice, then they're placing a curse upon you. How do you get set free of these curses? Break them off in the name of Jesus. So Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we break off any and all word curses that have been spoken over us, whether it's from my own mouth or from another. Now, negative expectations also have to be changed. An example of a negative expectation would be, "I just know I'm not going to hear the voice of God." That is not the mind of Christ, and you need to repent for having that negative mindset and declare that you are going to hear the voice of the Lord. God is always speaking, and he's constantly desiring to speak to you on a personal level. Let's tune in with what God is saying right now. Clear your mind and listen to what God's saying. His voice will probably sound just like your voice. Don't be fooled by that. Since you have the mind of Christ, your thoughts are his thoughts. Now position yourself to receive words from the Lord. I personally heard the Lord saying how He desires to have a deeper relationship with all of His children. What did the Lord speak to you? Oh Lord, we thank You so much for speaking to us directly. May we constantly tune in our ears to Your voice coming from heaven. We pray for deep revelations of Your mysteries and glory. You are eternally glorified, and we thank You, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.